This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm. And brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
We're listening to the Student Hour, powered by KBPS AM 1450, and we're here to talk about New Year's. Connor, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, I would say that a New Year's resolution that a lot of people make is just to go to the gym, I guess, and I've been doing that for a few months, so it's not really a new thing. But I,
well, it's something you want to keep going into the
gym. I definitely want to keep going to the gym because I paid for it for a year, so that would be really bad if I stopped going and wasted like $300.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one, I suppose.
Well, you, Makai, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Quite honestly, I don't necessarily agree with the idea of a New Year's resolution. Not aggressively. I just think it's kind of silly. But if I had to pick one, I would probably pick being more, quote, unquote, intentional with my witchcraft. Like, intentionally having rituals and, like, you know, ringing a bell in the morning and like praying to a specific god, that type of thing, because I really enjoy that type of aspect. I just haven't had the time or really the like feeling that I could be respectful to those beliefs yet, so I'm gonna try and do that.
So like being more productive?
Maybe actually. Being like very intentional, okay, I'm going to do this for these reasons and I'm going to at least attempt to do it every day, that type of thing.
Like more consistency?
More consistency with it.
All right.
I always like when I'm able to take a new habit and make it into something that's consistent like that.
Yes.
It makes it way more enjoyable.
Creating a new facet of your life is just truly delightful.
Improvements. They are great.
Yes. Dane, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Any improvements?
I don't usually celebrate New Year's with the resolutions. It's more of like family gathering and having fun. Though I do remember last year or 2 years ago, I went to my grandmother's house and I stayed over the night and we stayed up till like midnight for the New Year. And that was really fun because it's like the first time I did it. And we just watched TV and ate ice cream and
it
was very fun.
That sounds really delightful.
It was. But I think there are definitely things that I want to improve on in the new year. As you said, there's some stuff that I'm already doing that I want to continue on, such as learning to code, specifically Python, and you know, get better at photo editing and video editing and audio editing and life editing. But you know, just being a good person, I guess, is my New Year's resolution.
Fair enough.
I feel like life editing is just New Year's resolutions. Honestly.
So you're saying my New Year's resolution should be to make better New Year's resolutions? That's
rebranding a little branding of the New Year's resolution. Life editing. Buy it now. At KBPS AM 1450.
I don't indulge in New Year's resolutions. I do life editing.
Obviously, because that's what all of the high class people are doing.
I'm Victorian.
You're so posh.
Oh, we're so posh.
Max
now.
Posh.
We don't even use the word posh. We use upper class. Right. Oh, so it all seems that we have fairly similar conceptions of what we want to do for New Year's resolution, which is just continue things we're already doing, but more intentional or like doing more of it. Would y'all say that's something?
I think
that's a good thing to say. I think it makes sense because, well, it's more effective when you don't like start at New Year's. There's something where like New Year's resolutions are really meant to be something that you do for the rest of the year. But a lot
you
of times
have a culture around it to not.
Yes, really. It's like a thing. It's like you're cursing yourself.
Like saying, oh, I'm so glad it's not raining in the middle of August.
And then it starts raining, of course.
I don't know. Portland's the raining season.
Portland is raining. Always.
I feel like the idea of a New Year's resolution is really good. It's like saying, well, this year I've done all this stuff, but next year I'm not going to do this stuff. And say, well, I'm going to be better by doing this. And I feel like that's a good thing to do. I feel like that's a good practice to be like, okay, what could I do better next year, and kind of on this bigger scale? Because that way, you know, if you mess up like once or twice, but you keep it the whole year, I feel like if you're looking at it on this time scale of the year, then you're like, oh yeah, I did really well, and not like, oh, I did really poorly those two times.
I would say that it makes sense, and it would be more healthier to do New Year's resolutions in a way where you keep the resolution. Even if you like mess up on it a couple times, you don't like stop. Like you don't like go like, oh, I failed, and then you forget about it. Like if you mess up, you're like, okay, but you get back on track, and then you're fine.
Like if you fall off a skateboard one time, you're not gonna throw away the skateboard. Skateboards
unless
are pretty
you're
expensive.
Me. No, I'm kidding.
Skateboards are pretty
real.
Expensive wheel. But yeah, no, I really think the New Year's resolution concept really brings an idea of like accountability and like just looking at yourself and the things you've tried to do and kind of being like, coolio, let's do this again. We're going to keep trying. Yeah? Is cool. It's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you're like, it's saying, oh, maybe it's not an improvement, but it's something you want to do differently. Like not maybe I don't want to go to the gym more, but maybe I want to learn this new skill. And I feel like saying, okay, this year I want to be able to do this, 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 and kind of having these goals is very useful and very helpful and something that I agree people should kind of stick to more.
Like giving yourself a space to do the big thoughts, the big thinking.
What would you say your guys' best New Year's resolution has been in the past?
Like non-applicable.
Most effective.
Non-applicable.
Shut up.
Well, I think it's really about like looking into what you are doing that you don't necessarily enjoy or find useful or helpful and thinking, okay, how can I productively change this in a way that's kind to myself? Like for me, I used to have a bit of an issue with respecting people's physical boundaries and all those such things. So I looked into that, talked to the people who I had hurt in the past and was like, hey, how can I help with this? How can I do that? And we worked on it and it was pretty nice. And there were a few hiccups and all that jazz, but with research and time, we fixed it. Yes.
I think that what you really want when you are making a New Year's resolution is to have it be dynamic. You want to have solid goals that you can be like, oh, I am this close to achieving. Oh, I've achieved that. That feels good. But also that like they can kind of are a little bit flexible. For instance, I want to learn how to code better, and I coded tic-tac-toe, and that was a way to learn how to use an array. So let's say I want to say, which is a coding thing. Let's say I want to code tic-tac-toe, and this is to make an array, but I don't understand arrays at all, and I just can't do it. And we're getting too far into the year. Well, I can still code it using something else, and I can still kind of have that work, and I can still achieve my goal, even if I didn't get it exactly how I wanted. And I feel like that's important, that you've made progress, even if you haven't done it the exact way you want, and kind of to have that flexibility and that dynamic ability of your resolution.
So realistic goals.
Well, kind of.
Goals that you can change. Because if you totally realize halfway through the year that you can't meet your goal, it's not good to just like completely give up on your goal. It's
less
better,
productive.
Right. It's less productive to just give up on your goal. It'd be better or more productive if you just look at your goal and figure out what you need to change to make it actually achievable for you and then try to do that.
But I would say setting a really easy goal is worse than setting a really hard goal, because if you set a really easy goal, then you do it and then you feel good, and then that sets the precedent. You're only doing really easy things. Trying to do a goal that's really hard and then not succeeding at it, like, yeah, that sucks. But that just means that you can make it a little bit easier, or you're going to try harder next year, and then this kind of cycle of self-improvement.
I think that really matters on the topic. Like, say you have more of a serious thing in which you're like saying, I want to fix a mental health issue. If you set like the biggest thing of like, I want to be perfectly healthy in a way that's not how our brain works, or like, it would probably be more productive for you to set smaller milestone goals so you don't burn yourself out or get super disappointed, like, hey, I'm not where I need to be with this somewhat serious thing. But if it's an easy thing, like,
I
want to get better at cooking. So you set up like I will cook a fairly hard dish. Let's say I want to cook Julia Child's Thanksgiving turkey. Really difficult thing cooking, people will know. That would be realistic, but, and like a good drive-in. But I think it depends on the issue. But what does Connor think?
Like, it's better to set specific goals, you mean?
So that kind of goes back, that's a better way of saying what I was trying to say, which is that, like, let's say I want to learn how to code Python better. I could code tic-tac-toe and learn how to do an array, but maybe I don't want to do that, and I can learn how to do it a different way, and then I'm still kind of doing my goal. I'm learning how to code Python. It just, I'm doing it in a different way, and I feel like that's definitely really important. Like, if you say, I need to learn how to cook this dish, and then it's just really hard and you can't cook that dish, then you're going to feel bad and you aren't going to succeed. But if you say, I want to cook, and then you leave it up to your interpretation what you're going to cook, then you can cook kind of at the skill level that's just above your skill level, and then you can improve.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Go back to Connor.
But yeah, you mentioned, and before all of this tangent happening, what and how we would structure our New Year's resolution, but we never got to you. So, Connor, how would you structure your best New Year's resolution?
I really like what you said about settings, or how you kind of talked about how setting specific goals is important. Like, not saying, I just want to get really good at cooking, because that's really non-specific. And how will you know when you have reached your goal if you don't have, like, milestones or like checkpoints. I don't know what to say.
Milestones.
Checkpoints.
No milestones is good.
Okay.
You are doing
as you can tell, I'm a video gamer.
All right, Connor. What are your takeaways for making a New Year's resolution from this episode?
I would say I really like what Makai said about the importance of setting milestone goals that are achievable rather than setting like a goal that you don't really know when it's going to be done. Like Makai was talking about cooking a turkey rather than talking about becoming really good at cooking.
Yeah.
I also think it's important to highlight what Dane said. Dane talked about having dynamic goals, so basically just being able to change your goals if you realize that your goal is not achievable or you don't want to achieve the same thing anymore, or you want to choose something different, then you can change your goal and still achieve that goal, the new goal.
What a well-rounded answer. I really appreciate that also because I'm awesome. Thank you.
Right. No, I just took both of your answers and rephrased them, and that's how I answer.
All right, we should do...
That's why we enjoy it.
All right, we should say, you know, our names, and then you're listening to the Student Hour powered by KBPS AM40.
Greetings. This has been Makai and you...
Dane.
And Connor, and you're listening to the Student Hour, which is powered by AM1450 KBPS.
My name is Rosa, and I'm here with
Jason, and today we're going to be talking about New Year's, because New Year's is coming up, and we all love the New Year's resolution, so let's just get to it.
Yeah, so to start it off, what's your opinion on New Year's resolutions, or what's one that you have?
New Year's resolution, I don't really do New Year's resolutions, because, like, I never follow through with them anyways.
That's fair.
Like, I'll make them, and then I'm like, oh, well, I'm definitely going to do this, and then, like, I'll do it for, like, a week, and then I just stop. It's kind of upsetting. Because, like, the beginning of this year, I was like, I'm going to go to school every day and, you know, like I normally do. That sounds crazy. I'm sorry. But, like, and do, you know, really good, get good grades, all of that. And it worked for a little while, and then it didn't really work very well. But don't worry, because I'm getting my grades up, so we're all good here. But, yeah, I mean, what about you?
I mean, it's not like, okay, like, I don't... not like I don't know, it's hard to explain, but something is, I'll probably do the same thing. I'll say my New Year's resolution is gonna be one thing, and then I'll do it for a week, and then just stop. And that's just how it goes. It's like, then I do it, then stop, then I do it, then stop, you know.
I don't think I've ever met someone that actually follows through with their New Year's resolution, so I mean, I haven't met anybody yet that does it.
Yeah, I haven't either. But since New Year's is coming up, let's talk about something we really enjoyed from this year. So what is something you really enjoyed from this year, or something that's really positive, or something that just, you know, it's life-changing in a good way?
Nicki Minaj's new album drop, obviously. all the songs on there are like so perfect. And yeah, honestly, I like, she did so well. Like that's something like that really is positive to me. Like I was waiting for this album to drop forever and then finally got the news for it. I waited all night that night to wait for it to drop and then saved it and then listened to it in the morning. Like I really wanted to listen to it that night, but I had school the next morning and it was already 12 o'clock. So I was like, I need to go to bed, but I had pre-saved it and then just busted the album out like on repeat.
Yeah.
So, which I honestly like it, this album was like heard on time. Like I can't even describe how amazing like her album makes me feel. I'm gonna talk about like two of my favorite songs on there. Pink Friday Girls obviously is like the best song on there, and I think it's Are You Already Gone. That song is really emotional. It's made me cry at least 5 times.
That's insane.
Anyways, what about you?
Oh my goodness. So one of my favorite things was when the Five Nights at Freddy's movie came out. That was my peak happiness this year. I've been a fan of the game since it came out. I can't say necessarily day one, but around the time it at first came out. And when I was like, what's this game? I was at urgent care because I changing in a good way.
Nicki Minaj's new album drop, obviously. All the songs on there are like so perfect. And yeah, honestly, I like she did so well. Like that's something like that really is positive to me. Like I was waiting for this album to drop forever and then finally got the news for it. I waited all night that night to wait for it to drop and then saved it and then listened to it in the morning. Like I really wanted to listen to it that night, but I had school the next morning and it was already 12 o'clock. So I was like, I need to go to bed, but I had pre-saved it and then just busted the album out like on repeat.
Yeah.
So, which I honestly like it, this album was like heard on time. Like I can't even describe how amazing like her album makes me feel. I'm gonna talk about like two of my favorite songs on there. Pink Friday Girls obviously is like the best song on there. And I think it's Are You Already Gone. That song is really emotional. It's made me cry at least 5 times.
That's insane.
Anyways, what about you?
Oh my goodness. So one of my favorite things was when the Five Nights at Freddy's movie came out. That was my peak happiness this year. I've been a fan of the game since it came out. I can't say necessarily day one, but around the time it at first came out. And when I was like, what's this game? I was at urgent care because I changing in a good way.
Nicki Minaj's new album drop, obviously. All the songs on there are like so perfect. And yeah, honestly, I like she did so well. Like that's something like that really is positive to me. Like I was waiting for this album to drop forever and then finally got the news for it. I waited all night that night to wait for it to drop and then saved it and then listened to it in the morning. Like I really wanted to listen to it that night, but I had school the next morning and it was already 12 o'clock. So I was like, I need to go to bed, but I had pre-saved it and then just busted the album out like on repeat.
Yeah.
So, which I honestly like it, this album was like heard on time. Like I can't even describe how amazing like her album makes me feel. I'm gonna talk about like two of my favorite songs on there. Pink Friday Girls obviously is like the best song on there. And I think it's Are You Already Gone. That song is really emotional. It's made me cry at least 5 times.
That's insane.
Anyways, what about you?
Oh my goodness. So one of my favorite things was when the Five Nights at Freddy's movie came out. That was my peak happiness this year. I've been a fan of the game since it came out. I can't say necessarily day one, but around the time it at first came out. And when I was like, what's this game? I was at urgent care because I changing in a good way.
Nicki Minaj's new album drop, obviously. All the songs on there are like so perfect. And yeah, honestly, I like she did so well. Like that's something like that really is positive to me. Like I was waiting for this album to drop forever and then finally got the news for it. I waited all night that night to wait for it to drop and then saved it and then listened to it in the morning. Like I really wanted to listen to it that night, but I had school the next morning and it was already 12 o'clock. So I was like, I need to go to bed, but I had pre-saved it and then just busted the album out, like, on repeat.
Yeah.
So, which I honestly, like, it, this album was, like, heard on time. Like, I can't even describe how amazing, like, her album makes me feel. I'm going to talk about, like, two of my favorite songs on there. Pink Friday Girls, obviously, is, like, the best song on there. And I think it's Are You Already Gone. That song is really emotional. It's made me cry at least 5 times.
That's insane.
Anyways, what about you?
Oh, my goodness. So one of my favorite things was when the Five Nights at Freddy's movie came out. That was my peak happiness this year. I've been a fan of the game since it came out. I can't say necessarily day one, but around the time it first came out. And when I was like, what's this game? I was at urgent care because I'm changing in a good way.
Nicki Minaj's new album drop, obviously. All the songs on there are like so perfect. And yeah, honestly, I like she did so well. Like that's something like that really is positive to me. Like I was waiting for this album to drop forever and then finally got the news for it. I waited all night that night to wait for it to drop and then saved it and then listened to it in the morning. Like I really wanted to listen to it that night, but I had school the next morning and it was already 12 o'clock. So I was like, I need to go to bed, but I had pre-saved it and then just busted the album out like on repeat.
Yeah.
So, which I honestly like it, this album was like heard on time. Like I can't even describe how amazing like her album makes me feel. I'm going to talk about like two of my favorite songs on there. Pink Friday Girls, obviously, is like the best song on there. And I think it's Are You Already Gone. That song is really emotional. It's made me cry at least 5 times.
That's insane.
Anyways, what about you?
Oh my goodness. So one of my favorite things was when the Five Nights at Freddy's movie came out. That was my peak happiness this year. I've been a fan of the game since it came out. I can't say necessarily day one, but around the time it first came out. And when I was like, what's this game? I was at urgent care because I'm changing in a good way.
Nicki Minaj's new album drop, obviously. All the songs on there are like so perfect. And yeah, honestly, I like she did so well. Like that's something like that really is positive to me. Like I was waiting for this album to drop forever and then finally got the news for it. I waited all night that night to wait for it to drop and then saved it and then listened to it in the morning. Like I really wanted to listen to it that night, but I had school the next morning and it was already 12 o'clock. So I was like, I need to go to bed, but I had pre-saved it and then just busted the album out like on repeat.
Yeah.
So, which I honestly like it, this album was like heard on time. Like I can't even describe how amazing like her album makes me feel. I'm gonna talk about like two of my favorite songs on there. Pink Friday Girls, obviously, is like the best song on there. And I think it's Are You Already Gone. That song is really emotional. It's made me cry at least 5 times.
That's insane.
Anyways, what about you?
Oh my goodness. So one of my favorite things was when the Five Nights at Freddy's movie came out. That was my peak happiness this year. I've been a fan of the game since it came out. I can't say necessarily day one, but around the time it first came out.
You're listening to The Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland. Powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Please support our partners at PRP.FM, KBOO.FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hi there! It's me again, Kimora Goldsby, from KBPS Radio Broadcasting here at Benson Polytechnic High School. All right, I'm going to get straight into it today. I'm going to take a little minute just to, you know, welcome my voice, myself back, because coming from the strike, my mind has been all over the place. That just really threw me off. And not only that, I am in a lot of activities and just entering the adultinghood. I am now currently 18 years old. And a senior at Benson.
So I just wanted to give you guys a quick update about that really quickly. And I think the last time I was talking about mental health awareness, I want to try and incorporate that every single time I get the chance to talk to you all on Saturdays. But yes, mental awareness is very, 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 and I mean very important. And this kind of like rolls into what I was going to talk about today. So I am very, very big on sports. To the point I still play sports. Yeah, I'm still young, so I don't know why I'm saying it like I'm just old, but I currently play sports and I have fell in love with the sport of volleyball. And I believe the sport of volleyball just brings out another you, like another me and myself. I see that potential in everybody that wants to pursue any sport. I am so hands down with when it comes to sports and just athletics in general. It's so serious for me. It's an outlet you can use for just anything, mental, mind. Like I said, this is also falls in the line of mental awareness. Volleyball to me is nothing but mental, and it helps me work on it by speaking positively to myself, because volleyball, if you play volleyball, for those who know and for those who don't, just any sport, some sports are a little different, but volleyball in particular, is a focused mental sport. And if you don't have that, you're not going to have the best performance that you want. And I stand very hard on that. Of course, no one likes losing, but sometimes you have to take some losses and just move on. And the reason why I'm talking about volleyball is because I would love to play in college. And it's not just me. Of course, everybody else that wants to play or that doesn't even play any sports and don't even know where to start when it comes to sports. I say, parents, please get your kids, start them at a young age. Sports is so good to the mental, it's so good to the body, it's just so good to everybody around you, and just in general. It just makes you feel much better. Like, I can't describe it as enough. I love sports. I love it for anybody and everybody. Again, parents, get them in there while they're young. If they're not in sports now, the pandemic has made everything different. Keep putting your kids in extra activities. It could even be a reading class. That's still exercising their mind and finding their mental state of focus when they need it. It's that feeling. Are you with me? I wish I could explain so much. I've experienced a lot when it comes to volleyball. I've experienced a lot when it comes to people. And I think I love volleyball so much because how much I connect to it when it comes to this mental state, or when it comes to people and how they react to things, or just when it comes to the sport in general, the communication that comes to it. I love volleyball, if you can tell. I fell in love with the sport my first time ever touching the ball. Never knew how to play. I never practiced. And I just believed in myself in this sport. And I got to the performance level that I really, really wanted to. And I'm still working on it. And I'm still going to keep striving and still going to keep playing once I get to college until my body says I can't do it anymore. That is how much I love volleyball. And I wish a lot of people has gotten gets very serious about this, about sports in general, and just, again, the mental state of mine. And yes, again, I'm Kimora. I would love to talk more about it. We can do a part two. Thank you so, so, so much for listening. I would actually love to do a part two. So please be out on the lookout for me on Saturdays for our hour segments. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Kimora Goldsby from KBPS Radio Broadcasting at Benson Polytechnic High School. Thank you again for listening. Have a great day.
you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thanks for listening.
TriMet, public transportation that everyone uses. It helps many people get to where they need to be. But there are risks involved. According to TriMet.org, there was a violent crime on TriMet almost every day. As a Benson student, my friends and I take TriMet often. Here are some of our tips on how to stay safe on TriMet.
Be aware of what's around you. If someone doesn't look okay, try to move away discreetly. Go towards the front of the bus or train. You can also use the emergency intercom to talk to the MAX driver. Travel in a group. Being with someone else makes travel much safer. Friends can help keep each other safe. Stay alert and don't get distracted. Dozing off on your phone can cause you to miss your stop, but more dangerously, it can open the door to a disaster. Always be aware of your surroundings. Bad situations don't usually start with a bang. They creep up on you. It's important to see the smoke before the fire. Self-defense. Being able to fend off an attacker is key. Mace is a common defense tool that is both small and easy to conceal.
Thanks for doing your part to stay aware and help keep TriMet safe. Stay safe out there and take your love to the max.
Students need access to clean bathrooms at school, but that's not always happening at Marshall campus. Some bathrooms are locked for long periods of time. Other times, the condition is terrible. Lack of soap, paper towels, and general hygienic care make the bathroom experiences frustrating for students, not to mention the increased graffiti. Lack of proper bathrooms is impacting our ability to do well at school. Not only does this affect the overall well-being of students, but it affects the spread of germs and illnesses. We propose many solutions for this problem, not only just for current students at Marshall campus, but for future students too. We strongly believe that Portland Public Schools should invest in proper hygiene amenities, such as better soap dispensers and paper towel dispensers, and access to menstrual care that is properly stocked and monitored. With just these small changes, we can create a better future for the Marshall campus as a whole.
KBPS, and I'm here with
Josiah.
Hello, Josiah. So I have a few questions for you today. As the people at home, or probably in a car, actually, if we're being real here, they don't know what you look like, but he wears this Scottish stuff. I don't know what any of this is called. So what are you wearing?
Okay, I'm wearing a a great kilt, a Scottish great kilt, a vest, a typical like white button-up shirt. Along with some kilt hose, which are like the socks.
Those socks go crazy.
Yeah, and then they're so long and heavy that you have to wear little flags to keep them up, which are called flashers.
Huh.
Yeah.
So what's with the hat?
The hat? It's a bonnet.
Why do you wear a bonnet?
Because it's a Scottish bonnet. It's called a tam o' shanter.
Fancy smanchy.
Uh-huh, totally, absolutely.
Yeah.
It serves multiple purposes.
So how much does the fit cost?
How much does it cost? Oh, man.
You got that Gucci on, you know, you got the Versace.
The shirt cost like $15.
You meant to say 50.
Sure, 15. The vest costs maybe $50. So
you meant
that's
to say
right.
300.
Oh, my God. the great kilt costs $250.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a big blanket.
Hmm.
It's like a giant blanket. You have
Why
to
is
wait.
It so much?
Because
did you get like imported from Scotland or something?
I bought it from a traditional kilt shop, yeah.
Oh, that's fancy.
So, yeah, it makes it more expensive.
Take off the hat.
The hat? It's a bonnet.
Take it
off? Yeah, I'm bald.
Why are you bald? Is that like a Scottish tradition?
No, I just don't like having hair.
Oh.
It's not like an enjoyable thing.
Has anyone told you kind of look like Peter Billingsley, right? I don't know. You know the kid from Christmas Story?
Oh my God, no, not him. I have been told that like twice ever.
Anyways,
yeah.
So if you guys ever see that kid, he kind of looks like an older version of him if he's wearing a ton of Scottish stuff.
And was bald.
Yeah, and was bald. So when did you start wearing, like, doing like this instead of wearing, like, I guess, traditional clothing, like, you know?
Well, it is traditional.
Well, traditional is in, like, I mean, it's not every day you're going to be seeing someone with what you're wearing on right now.
Well, I started wearing it 2 years back, but I've always wanted to wear it. My dad, he really started the tradition because he wears a kilt. He wears it to all the important occasions. So I wanted to wear one for a while, but we didn't want to spend a bunch of money on a kilt because they tend to be kind of expensive because you know how it is. So I started wearing this 2 years ago. The actual first kilt I got is too small now. Like, I can't wear it. It doesn't go down to my knees, so it's too small.
I have a question.
Sure.
I don't know if this is appropriate to say on air, but I've heard on some things that people wear kilts, they usually don't wear underwear. Is that true?
That's called going full traditional. It's not all the time. Some people do that. Not a lot of people do. I wear underwear under my kilt.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. So I would say this is definitely not appropriate. So you're probably going to have to cut this whole segment, not going to lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know you won't do it, and you can just, like...
Anyway, so, does your whole family do the kilt thing, or is it just you and your dad?
It's me and my dad, my brother, and there's not really, like, women's kilts, and if there are, they're mostly fake a lot of the time. There is one kind, it's just that it's not used anymore, the Arisade. It's a 3-foot by 3-foot blanket, pretty much, and you wear it like a great kilt.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Do you go to the Highland Games?
I haven't been, but I really want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Never been.
Because there's a haggis eating competition, and I really, really want to actually, like, go to a haggis eating competition.
What's a haggis?
Haggis,
it's guts of something.
So haggis is like, it's not going to sound appealing, but it kind of is, and I would love to try it. So you take rice, oatmeal, beef, and cut up sheep liver, heart, and lungs, and you shove that all inside of a sheep's organ, like their stomach or their intestine, mm-hmm. and then you cook that in an oven. And technically, it's considered a pudding. But I don't know who came up with that.
Pudding, yummy.
Yeah, haggis pudding.
So why haven't you gone to the Highland Games, though?
We haven't looked very hard for Highland Games. It's not the most important thing ever. But my family's wanted to go to one. It's just not on the top of our minds. There's a lot of other things like work.
So I went to one last year. There's a ton of Josiahs there.
Yeah. You talked about it. You said, oh my gosh, there's just a bunch of you there, or me.
Yeah. I was curious if you were there. I asked Colby. Colby said he didn't know.
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't. But that would be hilarious because we all look the same. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, look, Josiah. Oh, wait, you're not Josiah.
Hey, that's someone else. Yeah.
Well, what's like, team would you be, or was like, team, or what do they call it again? I don't even remember. Like, your, like, family last name, since you have, like, a million clan of them? Yeah, their clan.
Yeah.
What would yours be? Because you have, like, a trillion last names.
If we're going... Okay, that's a really hard question, because I'm a part of about 3 names, which are, like, McGregor, McMillan, and Anderson. So I would honestly, if any of them are there, I would vote for them. If they're all there, I don't know, man. I'm going for McGregor. They're great.
I'm pretty sure McGregor and when I went, at least, I know McGregor was there. And also,
it's gotta be.
What was the other one again?
McMillan? Anderson?
I don't know. I don't think I heard Anderson. Maybe McMillan, though. I know McCormick was there. My aunt's last name is McCormick.
Oh, yeah.
Was. So she was like, oh, this is cool. And then obviously, yeah. My last name apparently is Scottish, too. I didn't know that.
Well, many last names in America are.
Yeah.
If you're curious, actually, about whether or not your last name is Scottish, you can search up your last name and then tartan, and you'll find your family colors.
Huh. Interesting. Let's say I had a pin of my like family last name, but I don't know where it went. Well, I guess I also have a lot of last names technically, but like my dad's last name, it's you know.
Yeah, I have my dad's last name is McGregor and my mother's is Anderson. So on my dad's side, I have a McGregor pin, and it has the clan motto "Srio Yomo Reim," which is probably horribly mispronounced, but that's how I'm aware you say.
Does that mean you're technically related to like someone like Conor McGregor?
Yeah, like cousins.
Huh.
Like very distant cousins.
Also, very random. Colby just messaged me. He said he lives in Southern Oregon now.
Yes.
So right, I'm assuming he lives with his dad.
Yeah, he does.
I'm surprised he didn't live here anymore.
I'm not super surprised. He was kind of homeless.
Well, that, but I mean, like, hold on. So we looked up my last name, which is Irish, apparently. Yes. Which it's the thing with my last name is a little hard because technically my actual last name isn't Flynn; it's something else. It's a.
It's like Pew.
So my technically my last name isn't Flynn. Like I was saying, it's actually. It looks like it's spelled like it's supposed to sound like cousin, or it's spelled K-A-U-S-I-N. Like I don't know if you want to take a look at it. I've literally texted my dad about it. I asked him a question because my family has a lot of last names, so it's kind of hard keeping up with everything. Since there's here, hold on, I got you a little list.
It could be Cowson or it could be Cowshin.
Yeah, I find it funny because it kind of looks like Cajun without the J.
Sure.
And, you know, we're all Cajuns. So.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense. It's related.
Yeah. I'm just curious about, like, my other last names. I don't really know where they come from. Like, I have... Here, you're going to be on a little list here. But,
oh, great. Absolutely.
My last names are... There's Flynn, Sharp, Elix, Hayes, Nightingale, Flynn, obviously. Then now that. Cajun or cousin.
You got more last names than me.
Yeah.
You got so many last names.
Yeah, my family has a lot of last names.
That makes sense.
So that's why I don't really know like where any of those come from. I mostly know about the Flynn one, but it's also kind of weird with my last names because technically I don't really have any like relation to any of them except for, I guess, Hayes, if you think about it. Because Flynn... You know, like I was telling you, my grandpa got adopted and then he took the adoption, his adoptive family's last name. So that's where Flynn came from. So technically the Cozen one or whatever is his original last name. Mm-hmm. And then Sharp is my mom's last name. My mom's adopted. So technically she had a different last name before that. So I guess from her like blood timeline, she doesn't really have any relations to the Sharps, even though she is a Sharp, but... I don't know. This sounds like kind of messed up. You get what I mean, right?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And then with what was the other ones? Elix. That's my my other mom's last name. I'm technically not related to her either, mm-hmm. like blood wise. So I don't have any relation to that last name either. And then Nightingale is technically my step grandpa and my uncle's like last name, and what my grandma's like new last name, I guess, is since she. Married my grandpa. I'm just going to call my grandpa. It makes more sense. So, again, no blood relation really to that either. It's mostly just the Hayes one and the cousin, whatever one.
You could actually go a bit deeper into the Flynn name here, and you could actually look up the motto, the clan motto, because all clans have, like, a motto.
Okay.
It's like, a phrase they use. So, Anderson, it's, like, stand sure. I already said McGregor, but I'll say it again. Srio Yomo Reim, which sounds really bad, actually. It's like, it means my race is royal. And that's because the reason why is because the first clan chief of all of Scotland was Gregor of the Golden Bridles. So people related to that family line basically just go like, I'm royal. My race is royal.
Wow.
It's really just supposed to be my line.
My last name is Honor Virtuous Prominium.
Oh, it's probably Latin.
Means honor is the reward of virtue.
Yeah.
Franchi Schmanchi.
Yeah.
And my last name's colors are blue and yellow, yeah?
Yeah.
And white, I guess.
Sounds right. White is always in all of them because it's like steel. Showing your heart of steel.
What was that thing you told me to type again?
Tartan?
Yeah.
Tartan.
I'm going to see if. No.
You should look at Hayes.
Yeah. So I looked up the Hayes family tartan, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
And the colors are... Actually, I think my dad has this tattooed on him, if I'm not mistaken. It's a snake. Yeah, no, he has this tattooed on him. I didn't know that.
Oh, what the hell?
They call it the, I think he called it a family crest, though, which is like the same thing.
Yeah, the crest is typically what people get like tattooed.
Yeah, so it's it looks like a someone holding a sword with a snake on it, and it's green and yellow, which is pretty cool if you want to check that out. What does yours look like?
I have a few of them.
Yeah, you have like a trillion last names.
Shut the hell up.
Wow, you're cussing.
Hey, hell isn't a cuss word. It's fine. We can say it.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hell is fine. I'm not gonna risk any more though. So McGregor's is like a lion. I'm not looking it up on your phone. McGregor's is a lion. Anderson is like just a tree. And then God, what was it? McMahill. I'm not actually... Okay, so McMillan is a name that I, like, have, but originally the name was McMahill, uh-huh. Which is, like, an Irish-Scottish last name. There's, like, no tartan, but there is a clan crest, and that is, like...
Thing or the two people holding the sword?
It's like two hands holding a sword up. Yeah,
this one's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's two hands holding up a sword in like a wreath kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like a circle. You'll actually, if you look at all the helmets, you'll notice that they're all kind of funky looking. Uh-huh. It's because they're all jousting helmets. Because it's supposed to be like a decoration on top of a helmet. And typically that happens in jousting competitions. I don't know how that correlates to anything, but it's kind of interesting.
So I found the Nightingale family crest.
Oh, hello. What's the colors? I gotta know. It's like purple something.
No, it's red and white.
Oh, what? It's got Nightingale. It's Nightingale. Oh, hello. That's awesome. Okay, I think that goes back to the War of the Roses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the 1400s.
That's cool.
Because
do family tartans, or not tartans, sorry, crests, are they like any last name can have one?
Yeah, any. Hmm. We did an activity actually for our U.S. history class. Mr. Ustach, what he does is he's like, hey, we're gonna make our own family crest today, just related to your last name. And then I didn't. I just made my actual family crest. But, you know,
yeah,
you have the option to make your own one.
Say the sharp one is, yeah, because, you know, it's my mother's last name, which actually.
Yeah, you got a lot of Scottish last names here.
Yeah, is sharp Scottish?
I think that it could be Welsh. It's either maybe. Welsh, Scottish, or Irish.
Say, I don't like.
I have last name Pugh, spelled on my grandma. My grandma's last name of Pugh, it's spelled P-U...
Scottish.
G-H, no, it's Welsh.
Huh, interesting.
Well, there is a small difference between all of them. I think that Irish tartans have, like, smaller squares.
Yeah.
Welsh tartans are, like, rectangular. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of squares. And
the sharp one looks like... It's the same colors as the Flynn one.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Which is kind of funny. And then I think Elix is the last one.
I don't think Elix is going to show up.
I don't think so either, but you might as well look.
Might as well try, yeah.
Crest.
Check it, and then this will probably be the last part of this episode.
Yeah. Well, Elix might be, like, evolved from something else.
True.
Because that's showing up with Ellis, Ackers, and Devord?
Yeah. There's, like, a wide range of where last names come from.
There's a thing right here saying the... Last name origin. I cannot read it. It is super blurry.
I could. I can try at least. Oh, you're reading from like. Oh, this is from like a straight up picture.
Yeah.
You said it was Elix?
Yes.
E-L-I-X. You're getting a call.
From who?
I don't know. Just some random number.
Okay. That's probably. I went in a thing to. I need to get my Subaru checked out.
Right.
And I need to get a security system on it. And then I like put my number in a website so they call me and they won't stop.
I noticed that. All right.
Did they call you again?
I don't think there's an origin for you.
Yeah. I mean, the Ellis one is, which is like the closest thing I'm assuming is a, that was like, I think.
It's probably not like a Scottish name or Irish.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, I don't think that that one has like a clan. It's probably just from somewhere like with the last name of Ellis, which is also related to Felix. It could be Sweden, Norway, Finland. That's just what I'm thinking.
Are you Australian though?
Maybe. That's a solid maybe.
That would be interesting. I would say it's my grandpa's last name. He's from England.
Most of the last names in Australia, though, are like Irish.
That's true. Didn't the Irish like go to Australia or something?
The England, when they discovered Australia, was like, you know what? We should send every single criminal here.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Great idea. Then immediately afterwards, the potato famine hit. And so all the Irish people were like, we need to get the hell out of Ireland. And they just started like committing crimes to go to Australia.
Wait, is that why Australian accents sound like, kind of similar to English accents?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
English colonized it. But it's still kind of funny. Actually, my favorite story about two Irish women. They wanted to go to Australia because they needed to get away from the potato famine. So they hit a policeman with a chair. Like, both of them just hit him with a chair. And he was like, I'll send you to Australia. And they're like, yeah, we know. And then he took them to court. And they were like, we're not going to send you to Australia. And they just said, if you don't, we'll do it again. They don't send them to Australia. They just pick up a chair from the courtroom and hit a security guard. And then they get sent to Australia.
That's funny. When did the potato thing happen? When was that?
1848, yeah.
Huh.
It sent a lot of Irish immigrants to America. The thing is that because they were at least they were more independent than Scotland was.
Scotland.
Yeah, so they
Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So they didn't exactly speak English. They spoke Irish, and so they moved to America, and nobody could understand them, so they just threw them on camps on the shoreline.
That's great. Yeah.
Also, at the time, Irish people were like so they were considered a lesser race, and they weren't even considered white.
Wow, that's racist.
Yeah, anyway, absolutely.
We're gonna wrap this up. We gotta go, so you know, I've gotta talk about some other stuff. We could do that later. Anyways, this is Koi with
Josiah,
and we'll catch you later.
Talk to you about the recent conflicts and war happening in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine, especially inside the city Gaza. So two nights ago, the worst night of airstrikes since the start of the recent conflict happened on Gaza. The death toll, and as of today, the death toll of Gaza tops 5,000. Nearly 5,100 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip since Israel launched a relentless bombing campaign against the Palestinians. After an attack by Hamas inside Israel more than 2 weeks ago, according to the health officials, about 40% of the 5,087 people killed are children. Gaza's Ministry of Health said on Monday, the day when Israel's army said it carried out more than 300 new air attacks within 24 hours. Palestinian officials said more than 400 people were killed in the period. Thousands of buildings have been destroyed and more than 1 million people displaced in the territory, which has been under siege and largely deprived of water, food, and other basic supplies. I would also like to talk about how a couple days ago, Israel bombed a hospital that was housing 500 injured Palestinians and some Palestinians who were seeking shelter, you know, kids that were seeking shelter because they lost parents, relatives, and it was just a safe space for them to hide out. And it was bombed, and Israel's excuse was that it was an insurgent a hiding spot inside the hospital, and that's why they bombed it. Sources are not sure, but most likely they were lying. And what else I would like to talk about is a story I heard earlier today. This morning I heard a story about a kid whose friend was stuck under a bunch of buildings, a bunch of rubble, and was unable to get out. And there is no emergency or help to get him out. His friend wanted to bring him a soccer ball just so he can play with him. And while he was handing him the soccer ball, the area where the kid was laying was bombed again, and the child was killed, and the friend ran away unscathed. But, you know, Gaza's facing treacherous times right now. You know, hopefully someone sees and helps. Maybe we could come to some sort of agreement on how to stop this, because if some history I can hand off to you guys, Palestine and Israel were once one country. Israel was noticed as its own country not too long ago. It was called Palestine. It was the country of Palestine, and everybody lived happily. Jews lived under the protection of Muslims, and then the America recognized Israel as its own government. I keep waiting for you to call. I'm thinking that I'm gonna need a miracle. Wasted again, I told my friends. I'm feeling like you're coming cause I feel the sun.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm, and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm, and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.